them who you are. Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. Why not show you within her arms? They can't tell me the way I'm living does anyone harm. If there's a God, I'm sure they brought you to me. Wanna show you all of me, give you everything. Oh, this is not.
Slice of heaven without raising a little hell. Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Hey, everybody. Join me in giving a big Max Inc. welcome to our guest, Madison Malone. Yay! Welcome, yay. Madison.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
So good to talk with you. You know, I think I was looking back and I think it was initially a first interview with you 2016, right before you moved to LA.
That's true. That's the last time. First time.
Yeah. First time, last time. Now we've got this one going.
Yeah.
You've had so many changes. Life threw us some weird curves in the last couple of years as well. But you got married and you had a baby. Tell us about all of this. This is so exciting.
Yeah. So right before the pandemic, I was on tour. I'd released a new album that I'd recorded out in LA. Well, part of it out in Los Angeles, another part of it in Canada, in Montreal, outside of Montreal. And I had, you know, worked really hard for this album and planned this whole tour. And I went out, I had sold out show in LA, played at the Al Ringling in Baraboo. That was my Wisconsin show, which I'm actually realizing I'm wearing the shirt right now from when I was in dance at Al Ringling. I used to do dance and the recitals were at the Al Ringling Theater. And then, you know, years later, I just had the show there. And then I had a show in Nashville and then in New York. And the night that I had my New York show, the WHO called it a global pandemic. And so we almost canceled that show. We're like, should we cancel it? Should we not? And everybody was still in that state of disbelief. Like, what's happening? Nobody knew what to do yet. So we still had the show, but after that, it was like world shut down, flew home, and really hadn't played since then. So it felt like things were happening. I had a second European tour planned for the fall of 2020. Me and my wife had our wedding planned for September 2020. And then all of a sudden, you know, as we've all experienced, things just started like, okay, got to cross that off the list. That's not happening. You know, like that's just not going to happen that way. So as like my tours kept getting canceled, our wedding got canceled, all these things, we're like, what do we want to do with our lives? What do we want our lives to look like? And obviously, as being two women, there has to be some planning going into creating your family. And so we're like, well, we're not really doing anything right now. And we had saved some money over the years because we knew, you know, it wouldn't just be like, oops, we're pregnant situation. We're like, oh, let's do this now. You know, we're sitting at home and we are huge, like our dream is to have a big family. And so with that time, we decided to create our own family. And then we were like, we eloped in our backyard too. The day after Christmas, we surprised my family was out and her family was out at our house. And Christmas dinner, we had a little surprise and said that we had an announcement. And at that point, I was only like 3 weeks pregnant. Oh my God. They knew that. They knew I was pregnant. But then we were like, we're actually like getting married tomorrow in the tree, in the under the tree in the backyard. Meet us out there at 1 o'clock. And everybody starts crying. And it was this whole thing. And I live streamed all of 2020. I live streamed for 245 nights. I sang a lullaby to help us drift off to sleep. And through that, it inspired me to produce my own music because, you know, studios were closed too.
Yeah.
And now I'm still in that tale. On that part, I'm producing my own music, lullaby still. I have a Christmas album that I thought was going to come out in December, but I had this baby in August and I was like, oh yeah, no, that can't happen. It'll be next year that comes
right.
out.
Oh, good. Something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Christmas album 2022, got some lullabies coming out and then a new album of original music too. That's a lot. I just said a lot of things.
But. That is amazing. And just looking back at 2020 mm-hmm. and knowing what you got through and you brought smiles to so many people with all of your good news and all of your virtual shows that you were doing, that just made people feel good. Did that help you too to get through everything?
Yes, it did. And I call everybody who was watching my lullabies, I call them my lullaby love bugs. And because they really, a lot of them were friends in the first place or people that I know and listeners around the world. But I've met so many people online that I didn't know my music ever before. It was like that their friend's friend shared a lullaby and then they're like, oh, I'm going to tune in. So now I have all these people that when I start playing shows again, when I get back out on the road, there's going to be all these new people in all these cities. And they're already telling me, they're like, you know, come to, you know, Oklahoma City and come to Miami and come to, and it's like, oh, it's so amazing. And I also had a live stream last week and it was my first one since I had the baby. And I told them all that they don't even realize what they helped me with because I was going through the medications and the whole IVF process to get pregnant. And I wasn't saying, nobody knew that that's what I was doing. But like every single night that I was live streaming for almost all of July of 2020, I was on hormones and having injections and like doctor's appointments every single day.
Wow.
But at night, I knew that I had to sing a song and my community would be there for me and I'm there for them. And it was, yep. They've done more for me than I think that I've done for them.
Oh, you know, it really does. Music. And I always say music is medicine too. And
it
really does flow both ways.
Okay, yes.
So you sing, you write, mm-hmm. you produce.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite or does it just all start to now blend together seamlessly?
Yeah, it's all blending now. I actually had I came up with a way to describe it that for me, it feels like coloring. I cannot draw to save my life. But what I would imagine this is like, it's like, let's say you're drawing a portrait of somebody, right? It's like the outline thing happens. And that's kind of like writing a song, right? It's like you have the story is happening. But then when you get into the vocal booth and put the vocals down, you're like shading in some things. You're adding a little bit of like depth and dimension. And then when you're producing, you're adding in all these different instruments. So now you have the layers, and maybe you need to add in a brass instrument, and all of a sudden that's like a pop of orange. And then you add in like a guitar, and now there's some yellow, and you're like, oh, there's some green missing. So I need to add in whatever, another piano sound. So now it's all flowing together, like as a whole masterpiece, like as a work of art. So it's like the singing and the songwriting and the producing are all like hand in hand now.
And, you know, you mentioned piano. And of course, that's your primary instrument. When did you start playing piano?
I was five.
Five.
So, yep, I grew up with a piano. My mom plays piano. And it was just kind of like, all right, you know, do you want to do soccer or like piano? And I wanted to do piano. I didn't want to run is what I didn't feel like running.
Right, right. Oh my gosh, just run to the piano.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I recall you talking about almost quitting music at one point. I think that was when you got to college and yep. life got busy, and I'm so glad you didn't.
Me too. I was just talking about this the other day to somebody, and I said that there was that moment of, okay, I'm in college. I got to take this seriously. I don't want to be involved with music. And really my fall semester of freshman year, I didn't do anything musical. And then I was down in the dumps. I was like, this is not the life for me. I need music. Yeah. And so, then in the spring semester, I joined the a cappella group on campus, co-ed a cappella group, Redefined at UW-Madison. And then I got connected with Beth Killey, and she was like, you need to do Girls Rock Camp Madison, and you need to do this, and you need to meet this person, and you need to play here, and you need to do all this stuff. And then I was in it. Then it was like, okay, it's music or nothing.
I'm so glad. We are grateful for that decision. Oh my gosh. Oh,
thanks.
Okay. Your music, this just blows me away, Madison. You've had your music featured on General Hospital, mm-hmm. some shows on Netflix. You've performed at South by Southwest, Summerfest. You were like an emerging artist at Summerfest. What do you still have on your list? What do you still want to do?
Literally behind the computer is new goals. Let's see. Open and record with Brandi Carlile. Let's see. Sell out arenas. Tour Europe again, the US, the whole world. Be a Disney princess, write for Disney. Be a better guitarist. That's true. I taught myself guitar when I was 17, and I'm still playing like campfire chords. I need to learn better. But I have my goals right on my wall so that I can look at it, be like, okay, what did I do this week? Am I doing things that build toward those goals? But yeah, there's always dreams to be had.
Oh, and all about manifesting those. So when you see those and read those, they stick with you and they're going to happen.
I believe it.
Incredible. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we were talking about some new music that you have coming out, and this is making me really happy. Some new shows too. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So as I said, I've been recording here within the last 2 years. And so I'm finally, my dog's barking. So if you hear a little bark, that is Enzo. I've been recording, and his barks have made it into some of these songs that I've been recording.
How could it not?
Usually it's when the mailman comes, which is now.
Sure.
Anyway, so over the last 2 years, I've been producing, and right now I'm focusing on releasing my own collection of songs that I've written. And I just sent off a song to Jake Johnson over at Paradigm Productions to mix and master this song. It's called Bravo, which is the name of my son. And it's about him. I wrote it really before he was born, but I didn't finish it until he was like 2 months, because there was this chorus. The chorus, there was a bunch of ooze in it. And then I thought I was just going to leave the ooze, but I was outside one day with him, and it was a really hard like week. And I was just crying. I was holding him outside. And then just this line came to me. It was, learning about you is the most honest work that we'll do. And so I'm like, yeah, that's where that line goes. So anyway, Bravo, that song will be coming out sooner rather than later. And hopefully it'll be right in line with my first really live show at Madison, in Madison, Wisconsin, at the Burr Oak on June 16th.
Put it on the calendar, everyone.
Put it on the calendar.
Wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I did have another live show. I sang at a drive-through concert. I was in Malibu, and somebody's property, like overlooking the ocean. They set up a big stage and had people bring their cars up and tuned to a radio station, and we were all on this stage singing. But this is like in person. You can get a ticket, and it's the Burr Oak has two options. It can either be a seated show, or like, you know, you're there and hanging out standing. I have it as a seated show because it's just going to be me and the piano, and it's going to be storytelling night. And I'm just really excited to see people I haven't seen in 2 years. So
it's been a while. So June 16th for that live show at the Burr Oak in Madison. Mm-hmm. You've got new music coming out. How do we best keep up with you and everything that you're doing?
All the socials. I try to post weekly on Instagram, Madison Malone Music. But I also have a website, madisonmalonemusic.com. And I have an email list, which people can sign up for if they want. I have a Facebook page, Madison Malone Music, as well. So all the things. You can just type in my name and find the info.
Anything that you want to add that I didn't ask you? It's been so great talking with you.
You too. I'm just, I feel like that's it. I have a lot of stories to tell. I'm writing a bunch about being a new mom and about really life in general. And part of something that I think is cool too is there was this time between my last tour in 2020 and now, obviously, and before having the baby, where I also wrote all these songs that have nothing to do with that. And those, I'm excited for those to come out because it's like these love songs and things that even as I listen to it now, I can see the perspective change, the shift already. Because, you know, it's been 2 years, a lot can happen in 2 years. And especially in my life, it's like we hit fast forward. It's like baby, marriage, dog, all that stuff. And so it's, I have a whole album, two albums worth of music to share. And I can't wait to sing in Madison, my namesake city. Can't wait.
Yay. We can't wait to see you. And again, thanks so much for your time for Max Inc. here. We really appreciate it. Great to catch up with you.
Thanks, Harry. One more thing, actually, just realized.
Yeah.
Max Inc. is the very first radio station I was on ever.
No kidding.
Yep.
It's all coming full circle.
All full circle. Yep. So thank you for your support.
June, you're going to come on with us in June.
I'm there. I'm totally there. Thank you for your support over the years. Really, really means a lot.
Thank you.
Yes.
Unplug with the Devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Come back.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Three.